In Texas, lawmakers are back at the state capitol in Austin today for a special session. Governor Greg Abbott has reconvened the legislature after Texas House Democrats walked out to defeat a restrictive voting rights bill in May. Abbott is asking lawmakers to reconsider that measure less than a week after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a similar law in Arizona. Also on the agenda for the special session are bills about transgender athletes and teaching critical race theory in schools. Let's bring in Ashley Lopez, reporter for KUT in Austin. Hey, Ashley.
Hey there.
So Governor Abbott says more needs to be done to protect the security of elections in Texas, although he's not offering evidence of fraud in recent elections. The restrictions proposed by Republicans in the regular legislative session included limits on Sunday voting, and critics say that was aimed at Souls to the Polls campaigns that are popular in black churches. New criminal penalties were also on the table. So what might be in a GOP bill in this special session?
Well, you know, originally, the last time lawmakers took up a voting bill, they had set their sights on creating restrictions around basically some of the things local election officials, mainly in Houston, did during the pandemic to make voting easier and safer. So restrictions around 24-hour voting centers, not allowing election officials to give vote-by-mail applications to people who hadn't asked for one, as well as bans on what, you know, was used as drive-through voting in Houston. But during the last session, there was a lot of other stuff that got added to the voting bill that I assume could come back, and that includes things like you mentioned criminal penalties or steeper existing penalties for mistakes people make while voting, and allowing poll watchers more access to vote count centers and other parts of the voting process. And another provision that advocates are looking closely for they're looking out for things that restrictions that make vote by mail and in-person voting harder for people with disabilities, because those things got roped in sort of last minute into the process and have raised a lot of concerns. So those are sort of the things I'm looking out for.
And it's an issue that really brings out strong feelings. I mean, we had a really intense showdown just a few weeks ago when Democrats staged that walkout. So I got to wonder if it's likely Republicans, Democrats can work together this time around.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? Like, Democrats feel like they were left out of the first process. And, you know, a lot of the last-minute changes, like the Sunday voting that you mentioned, that was added to the bill in a secretive conference committee with very little input from Democrats, I think barely any, and, you know, even public input for that matter. So Democrats will say they will do what they can to obstruct any bill that is similarly pushed through in a secretive process, but they're willing to work with Republicans if they're actually brought in a meaningful way. But, you know, because of how special sessions work, I will say it will be harder for Democrats to really stop anything, you know, as effectively as they did the last time.
And, you know, perhaps adding to the ill will was the retaliation after that walkout. Governor Abbott vetoed funding for the state legislature and thousands of legislative staffers. So that may influence the negotiations. I'm wondering, too, though, Ashley, about the potential influence of this recent Supreme Court decision in Arizona. Voting rights advocates are worried that could hurt their standing in Texas. So refresh us on that case and what it could mean for Texas's special session now.
Well, the court basically set a higher bar for what voting advocates say is an infringement of voting rights under the Voting Rights Act. So advocates here worry that means there's just going to be fewer recourses in the courts if lawmakers in Texas end up passing something that does discriminate against voters of color, as was alleged in Arizona. And, you know, it's been actually a trend for a few years now that the federal courts have gotten more conservative and have ended up siding more often with Republican states that want to make voting a little harder. But I think, you know, this is a sign that in Texas there could be less hope that the Voting Rights Act specifically could provide protections for some voters, mainly voters of color.
All right. That's KUT reporter Ashley Lopez with the latest on the special session in Austin today. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.